Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more time, no more time. We are going to see the King. No more time. We are going to see the King. No more time. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more time, no more time. We are going to see the King. No more time, we are going to see the King. No more time, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Oh soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. You believe that? Soon and very soon. Are you ready? Going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying, no more crying. We are won't that be wonderful? No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more time, babe. We are going to see the King. No more time, babe. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Let's clap for doing this.
Of the Lord tonight and with the brothers and sisters that I'm going to spend eternity with.
Amen.
We don't get much better than that. Amen. Well, soon and very soon, we're going to go see the King.
Amen.
Actually, he's going to come see us. Amen. Because somebody's going to say, behold, the Lamb of God, the one I told you about. And we're listening for that voice. We've got our ears tuned to that voice so that we'll know when he shouts out and he says that, we'll know it. We'll be somewhere listening.
Amen.
We'll be somewhere listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy our love letters?
Amen.
I can't believe how much Brother Branham said last week in 27 minutes. How wonderful. It goes to show that there's so much in the messages. And, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, it's like, you know, I really never listened to that message before. It's like, you know, well, Brother Branham's kind of dedicating a church, or he's doing something there out in Tucson or something. But the prophet just didn't come and just say words to be saying words.
Amen.
They all had meanings. There was something there. He was talking to his bride. He said every sound has a meaning.
Amen.
So he even got to be careful of sounds. So hank, tote, fetch, it all has a meaning.
Amen.
It's a good meaning. It's a good meaning for the bride of Christ. But he says so much, and he says that it is the anointed word for today.
Amen.
And that's what that bride is. Amen. So are you all campfires tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I just love that. I told my wife, I says, when I come in and said that, I was thinking of when Jesus was. It was in St. John where he comes in. Jesus come down to his disciples. And he was talking to them. And he came in and told them. And then he says to go out and to preach the gospel. And he says, then he breathed on him, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Amen. So we want him to breathe on us and breathe that Holy Ghost on us too. The breath of God coming down upon his people. And we feel it here. We feel it moving in and out and coming around. And when you're sitting in the presence of the Lord, you can't help but to feel that. So we are living. He says that this is, this is the kingdom of God. That we are those vessels, as we've said so many times, that we're together living in heavenly places right now in Christ Jesus. And he says that's when that bride starts recognizing that themselves and who that they are, to speak that word. And we've seen it, and there's not enough. Is the more that we get in God's program of what he wants, and the more that we're anointed with his word, the more we'll see those things happening. That's the promise. That's what he told us. He says when that bride gets there and starts getting everything out of the way, the more that he breathes upon us, the hotter that fire is, just like the blacksmith and the anvil. When he starts doing that, the more that he does it, the hotter it gets. So that's what I want the Lord to do. Just pump it, Lord. Just pump. Just breathe, 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 breathe. Amen. Amen. Wanted to got a quote that's here. Brother Branham says tonight, and it just so blesses my heart getting ready to hear it. He says, "The church is ready." Amen. I love that. "She is sealed in, ready to come. There will be a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit."
Amen.
Yes, sir. To grab that church and take her into the skies.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He's going to grab us and take us into the sky. Whoa. How wonderful. I believe we're feeling that outpouring. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated. He says, because see, the church, the word, the bride, and Christ, his ministry is in the bride, which is his body. Supernatural body of his here on the spiritual body on earth. His spirit is in the living life, his life right out until him and the church becomes one in the wedding. We become one with him in the wedding. Praise the name of the Lord. That's like a little appetizer. Because you're going to hear a lot more.
Amen.
But one of the other things that just has struck me, and I've said this many times or used this before in the pulpit, that Brother Branham, something he says in the tape tonight that really strikes me. To me, it's a Jubilee quote. And it's not a Jubilee. Well, they're all Jubilee messages.
Amen.
To the bride, they're all Jubilee messages.
Amen.
But Brother Branham, he's talking about Einstein. And he said that he went and heard Einstein speak. And Einstein is, he was talking about the constellation. And he says, into other galaxies. And he was talking about the theory of relativity, and you learn it in school. And he talks about, he said, Einstein looking into the constellations and out into space and how far space was, and to get into space and to get to that place, into this galaxy, he said you'd have to travel 186,000 miles an hour to go 150 million light years to get to that place. 150 million light years. And he said, Einstein, he says, he found eternity. He broke into eternity at 150 million light years away. And he says, then it would take you in an additional 150 million light years to return, to come back down here on Earth. If you went that at 184,000 miles an hour to get to that galaxy that broke off into eternity, that he said, it takes you 150 million light years, and then 150 million to come back, 300 million light years to get to that place. He says, but if it was here on Earth, you'd only be gone for 50 years.
Amen.
I know somebody that left 50 years ago. Praise the Lord. You need to see you. So I think that's a jubilee quote.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. I'm just telling you what he said. Just in case you miss that tonight, I want to make sure you catch that right there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that means a lot to me. It's like, whoa. I like that.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen. So praise the Lord. Let it happen right now. As I just said, soon and very soon, it's going to happen. We see there's so many things that are transpiring and taking place. And we see it natural. We see it in the spiritual. We see it in the bride of Jesus Christ. We hear it in other camps and other churches and other places going around. Healings that are taking place and people that are sick being healed. And all the things that we see, not here, it's everywhere. It's a jubilee for the bride. It's what it is. When God's calling his bride, he's going to have them from everywhere. It's that big bouquet. It's that orchestra. He brings them all together. And you don't have to be in one certain place. One time we will be. He's going to get us all together. We're going to be at that wedding supper. We're all going to be there looking forward to that time. But it is very soon. I believe that with all my heart. In this message that we're getting ready to listen to tonight, that the world is again falling apart, if the Lord had really just laid it on my heart, I was opening up my index on my phone and I was looking at the messages, and it kind of just struck out to listen to that message. And so anyway, when I turned it on, I started listening. I never realized that it was, this tape was the day before Thanksgiving in 1963 is when he preached this message. So I didn't pick it for that. I didn't pick it for that. The Lord picked it for that.
Amen.
And amen. And it's just so striking when Brother Branham, the things that he's talking about on here, he starts talking about it. If it was in 1963, it was in November the 22nd that President Kennedy was assassinated. And Brother Branham makes reference to that tonight. And a lot of the young people certainly wasn't here when that happened. But he makes reference to what it was and the killings and the shootings and what it was. And he talks about how insane it is. He says, just people going around and shooting people and doing it. He says, the world's going insane.
Yeah, amen.
Here it is. It's 52 years ago that he's saying that. And almost exactly to the day, what happened in Paris and people going around and shooting people and with guns and walking up and doing it. It's later than we think.
Yeah.
It is spiritual food in due season. That's what makes this a live ministry right there. He said that those things that were taking place then, I do believe that he was making reference then, but it is for the bride today. We see it so tied together in the time that we're living in that it does make it more current than it is, I believe, when that prophet brought these messages. But he says that we must live that life. And he says, if you live that life, he said, if the spirit of Beethoven was in me, you expect me to play music like Beethoven. So if the Spirit of Christ lives in us, then we must act like Christ, be like Christ. Christ has got to be in our lives, and that's the desire of our hearts. Amen? Well, that's what we're here for tonight, is to get into that Word and get more of that message in us. Get us out of the way and get us. I want to use one more thing is to say before us. Tonight, Brother Branham makes reference, and I don't know if you know her or not. Is Sister Blair in here? Is she coming out? Sister Blair, would you stand? Brother Branham talks about Brother Richard Blair being healed tonight. That's his wife, Sister Blair. Still believe in this message. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I'm going to invite Brother Samuel to come up and take the prayer request and take us before the Lord.
Amen. Just what a wonderful God we serve tonight. Just a minute, I went into the chiropractor today and they said, "Did you know that Brother Jackson was raised from the dead?" Our God is God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I love Him. And that same God will take care of every one of these requests too. Please pray for Adam Grubbs. He's in a lot of pain. Thank you, Sister Grubbs. Please pray for my sister Lissandra Gallio. She has high blood pressure. Thank you so much, Brother Juan Gallego. Pray for Brother Mike Smith and family from Edmonton, Alberta. It's a family matter. Prayer request for Jennifer Reed, ear, sinus, and throat infections. Please pray for Addison Johnson, sick. God bless. Please pray for daughter of Radell Jones, who is not feeling well. Thank you. This Brother Joseph, I wish to request prayer for Lily Jones. She is either teething or has an earache. Thank you, Brother Jerry Jones. And also, there's a prayer request here for Jesse James and family from Trinidad. And also from Sister Joyce Suna. Sister Joyce, I don't know how to pronounce that name, but diagnosed with Parkinson's. There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Amen.
How many of you have a request on your heart you'd like the Lord to see? Amen. Let's just bow our heads and talk to Him for a minute. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for Your presence here tonight. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love to us, that You give us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Spoken by Your prophet, Brother William Marion Branham. Thus saith the Lord for this day. It's our absolute Lord. We're so thankful for it, Lord. God, we love You, Lord. Lord, we just want to worship You tonight. We want to invite You into this building, Lord. And we want to worship You, Lord. We want to wash Your feet, Lord. We want to do You a service, Lord. We want to be so yielded and out of the way, Lord. We want You to flow through us, Lord, and to minister to us, Lord, the things that's on our heart, Lord. And for these prayer requests, Lord, and for every hand that was raised, Father, we commit it to You, Lord. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and there is nothing impossible with You. Lord, help us to get in Your program, Lord, of what You're doing in this generation. And Lord, just thinking there, as Brother Joseph was speaking to us, that, Lord, on the tape Jezebel religion, Your prophet said that those ravens kept the voice of Elijah alive while he was off the scene. Lord, we have a live ministry, Lord. It's more alive now than ever. Oh, God, may that message, Lord, just be so anchored in our heart, Lord, to where it's just flowing through us, Lord. And it's our very thought, it's our very action, it's our very words, it's our very life, Lord. Grant it, Father.
We just ask that you just have full control. Lord, just one more thing, Lord. I just think of, Lord, we thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for him, Lord, in his life and his ministry and for his, Lord, his desire, Lord, as he's placed himself, Lord, just as a servant before the people. Oh God, just encourage him, Lord. Give him strength, Lord, for the journey. Give him a refreshing, Lord. Oh God, just wrap your arms around him, Lord, tonight. And let him know that you love him, Lord. And just pick him up, Lord. Lord, we just ask this as a body, Lord. Lord, be with each one of your children the same way tonight. Help us, Lord, to love you more and just draw more closer to you, we pray. We ask it humbly, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Touch the Lord as He goes by, and you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, and He is passing by this moment, your needs to serve.
Ago and how there'll be one more outpouring of the Holy Spirit to catch us away, to bring us up. And that song came to mind, when we all get to heaven, what day that rejoicing that will be. How many's looking forward to that time that we can be together? Amen.
Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace.
Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, I can't help it. Let's clap it. Thankful. It was good for Brother Branham. It was good for Paul and Silas. Makes you love one another. It's good enough for me. Amen?
Well, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. If you're good enough for me, you'll give me that old time. Give me that. Give me that old time religion. Give me that. Old time religion, it's good enough for me. It's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Old time, give me that, old time religion, give me that, old time religion, it's good enough for me, so good I wonder why, for it makes me love my brother, and it breaks things undercover, it's good enough for me, oh give me that, old time religion, give me that, old time religion, give me that, old it's good enough for me. It was good for Brother Grant. It was good for Brother Grant. It was good for Brother Grant. It's good enough. Good for Paul and Silas. It's good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time. Give me that. Give me that old time. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion.
Precious are His thoughts of you and me. God has been good, so good. We have been blessed.
Thank you, sisters, for that. How many feels blessed?
Amen.
Let's all stand. There's a little song that just came to my mind. It's Can't You See Why I'm Happy?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, can't you see why I'm so happy? Oh, I've accepted.
You've accepted the message of Malachi 4.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's so wonderful is that you never found it. It found you. It predestinated you before the foundation of the world. even knew you would be here tonight and knew that you would accept it. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I'm so happy to be counted as one of them that have accepted this message and believe it. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I'm a tape boy. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're getting ready to feast upon some more of that manna tonight. As the word brings, as the Lord brings us the message tonight, that Holy Spirit through His prophet, let's just sing our national anthem to welcome Brother Brandon to the pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life. Amen.
Well, it's only
if we'll only believe. Let us just remain standing. It's my pleasure once again to introduce our prophet, God's messenger, the seventh church age messenger of this day, the voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ, William Marion Branham. Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you. You be seated. Sound.